Way of the Warrior, it is your MMA show. A big weekend this weekend. The Strikeforce finale is happening. On the line right now, the Strikeforce Grand Prix champion, soon to head to the UFC, Daniel Cormier is here. Daniel, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, Eric. How about yourself?
I am awesome. First, Happy New Year, and congratulations on Cain's huge win. You knew it because I heard all of the interviews with you. You were just saying he was a different dude. You are not going to believe what you're going to see. And I think a lot of people saw just that. What is going on over there at your gym? I mean, if you look at the numbers in 2012, 74% of the fights out of your gym, you guys won. Cain obviously has the belt. You're the Grand Prix champion. What makes that place so special?
Training partners, man. Training partners, and just more training partners. We've got guys in there that people may not have never heard of, but they are just unbelievably good fighters, and everybody's there for each other. You know, Cade had the fight on December 28th, so the whole team flew up to Vegas the next day. And then on Christmas Day, you know, everybody was in there training. So it's training partners, man. We're always there for each other.
Going to be an amazing year for you guys in 2013. You, of course, Daniel, taking on, starring in the Strikeforce finale this weekend. You seem, I listened when you talked to Ariel Helwani, and you guys obviously have a different relationship than you and I would have, but you've got that friendship vibe. It seems to me that you don't really get, at least externally, emotional about fights. Do you have any feelings, though, about this final fight in Strikeforce?
I think I'm a little sad to see Strikeforce go. You know, as I said, you know, time and time again, this is where I started my career, and they've done a lot for me, you know, but it's a business, you know. It'll be okay. As long as we can give a good show on Saturday night and let people kind of remember Strikeforce for what it was, you know, the great product that it was.
And 7 years, I don't think a lot of people realize it's been 7 years of some really terrific fights. And I feel as a fan of MMA, there's going to be a little bit of a hole left because there isn't a product like that to kind of take slot number two next to the UFC.
Well, yeah, that's going to be the difference there. You know, no knock on any of the other organizations that they have out there, but you know, Strikeforce had high-level fighters that you knew, and you knew that those guys were going to put on exciting fights, and hopefully we can give that, you know, one last time this weekend and, you know, just leave a good memory of that organization.
Daniel Cormier is joining us, Strikeforce Grand Prix champion, taking on Deion Starring. A lot of people, including Vegas, has you as a ridiculous fan favorite, 30-1 last night. Now it's 20-1 if you're betting. So if you've got $2,000 and would like to make a dollar, we can all bet on you for Saturday night. But the interesting thing is people have totally counted him out. You have said that he's dangerous because he said yes, and people don't know he nearly went the distance with Nogueira before getting submitted in the final minute of their fight. This guy is a real fighter.
He's a real fighter. He's a tough guy, and you know, it's when you look at the odds makers and that type of stuff, you know, you just kind of realize that it's kind of disrespectful to Deion. You know, this is a guy that's fought 35 times. He's gotten in the cage with everyone that they've offered him, and any chance he's had to fight somebody of a higher level, he's taken it and stepped up to the plate. You know, maybe he hasn't had the most success, but he's gotten there, you know. So it's a little disrespectful to Deion, but you know, hopefully I can prove them right and get my hand raised on Saturday night.
I have no doubt you will prove them right. Obviously, your next step is to the UFC, and it seems that you have no shortage of things to do while you're there. You have talked about Frank Mir. Dana White has come out and said that you may have the next shot against John Jones. Do you kind of have a plan of what you'd like to do once you get there? And I know it's disrespectful a little bit to Deion to talk about that, but we know you're going, so you obviously have to do something once you get to the UFC.
You know, and that's kind of been my deal, you know, trying to make sure that people realize that I am completely focused on Deion. But then, you know, I get these questions, and then I answer them, and then I kind of get blasted for looking past Deion, which is the most ridiculous thing in the world. But, you know, as I told someone yesterday, I said, if sometimes you think, well, in a perfect world, if everything could go according to plan, this is what my year would look like. And it would be, if I had, in a perfect world, I would like to fight Deion on Saturday and win, fight in San Jose on April 20th on Fox, and then that would be a week before John Jones fights Chael Sonnen, and then fight John Jones in the fall or winter time for the 205-pound belt. That would be my ideal year, but you know Dan Henderson and those guys all have something to say about that. So maybe my dream year won't happen for me, but you know it still can be a good year.
But it's fun for me to see how excited everybody is to talk about you in the UFC. I know that on Saturday night, you know, after Cain won, Dana White was doing the press scrum that he does, and it looked like you inadvertently sort of walked through that, and people were like, "Oh, it's Cormier. Let's ask him about crazy stuff." Is it kind of hard to mentally balance that stuff? Is how excited and voracious everyone is about getting you into the UFC and seeing what happens?
Not really. I mean, you know, I think it's good. It means that I've done some things right so far, you know, being that I'm haven't fought in the UFC and there's some interest, you know, in me going there. But it doesn't take much balance. You know, I've competed at a high level for a really long time, so I know how to keep things in perspective. And although it's great and I love it, you know, I know that all the anticipation, all of the expectation goes out the window if I don't do what I'm supposed to do on Saturday night. So it's been easy for me to stay level-headed and keep my eye on what stands right in front of me.
Daniel Cormier is joining us, Strikeforce Grand Prix champion. Strikeforce finale is Saturday night, takes on Deion Staring, going to be an awesome fight. If you're listening and have not heard of Staring and you're thinking it may not be, I assure you this will be a great fight. Daniel, have a wonderful weekend. Go out there, have some fun, and we look forward to seeing you in the UFC, my friend.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate it.
And when we come back, Epic Cheney. Paul Cecchini is in one last time before he moves on to his next move to talk a little MMA news. What is left to break down? We'll do it next. It's Way of the Warrior.